Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out nice warm fire. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Now, how do your feet feel? Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg, hold it up just a little, and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg up. Hold it up. And let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your arms and chest. One more time, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. And one, two, three, let go. Relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. One, two, three. Let your face and neck relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Ronald's Turn. Warmth filled the garage, gently waking Ronald the Roller. He smiled. The contractor told Ronald he would get to help with the bridge next time. Next time was today. Ronald's garage door slowly lifted, and the little roller zipped out, eager to begin. Ronald was the first one in the center of the construction yard today. He watched as the garage doors around him slowly opened. Ellie and Connor joined him first. Ellie, the excavator, smiled at Ronald and said, "Are you ready, Ronald?" Ronald smiled and said, "Yes, no more waiting." Connor, the crane, added, "It'll be great to see the bridge once you add the finishing touches." Danny and Dory, the dump trucks, and Dizzy, the concrete mixer, rolled out of their garages and joined the group, excited to see Ronald. "We get to finish the bridge today," Dizzy said. "Are you excited, Ronald?" Ronald smiled and said, "Absolutely," although he started to feel a little sad. That was the second time someone had mentioned that the bridge would be finished today. It would be completed, and the roller had hardly done anything. Ronald took a deep dragon breath in and out. And concentrated on the fun he would have working with the team today. While Ronald was talking himself back up, the contractor joined the construction vehicles. "Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm sure you all know, we'll be finishing up the bridge. Barry the barge will meet us at the water again and is ready to carry you across. Connor, Barry will help you place the slabs that Dizzy poured last week. Ellie, Barry will carry you, Danny, and Dory to add the asphalt. Ronald, you'll finish up by smoothing the road out. Dizzy, we don't have anything for you today. We'll see you when we get back." Then, with a smile, the contractor said, "Okay, let's get this done." Before the crew departed, Ellie, Danny, and Dory rolled over to the pile of aggregate. Ellie scooped some up and filled the beds of the two dump trucks. Dory, Danny, and Ellie rumbled over to the group, and together they headed to the water's edge, eager to finish the bridge. As the vehicles neared the water, Barry spotted the construction crew and tooted his foghorn. The crew responded by honking in return. Connor rolled over to the slabs that Dizzy had poured and carried them over to the barge. Once the slabs were loaded, the crane rolled on to Barry and off they went. The pair worked together to gently set all the slabs in place. Before long, Connor was done, and it was time for Ellie, Danny, and Dory to do their part. Connor rolled off the barge to make room. Then Dory and Danny tipped their beds, pouring the asphalt out. The excavator rolled on board the barge. She scooped up the aggregate and gently added it to the bridge. Ronald waited at the edge of the bridge for Ellie to add the rocks. Once she had poured a sufficient amount in each spot, Ronald got busy rolling the asphalt into a smooth surface. Ronald and Ellie worked together while the others rested until the bridge was complete. Then Barry carried Ellie back to shore while Ronald rolled off the bridge. all the vehicles gathered to gaze at their creation, feeling proud. "Wow, Ronald, you did a great job," Ellie said. "You did most of the work. I just did the last little bit," the roller said. Recognizing that Ronald was feeling a little down, Connor said gently, "Ronald, we all worked together. Everyone did what they can, including you." "None of us worked the entire time," Danny added. "We all took breaks while someone else finished their part, even me, and you know how much I like to wait. You just did your waiting in a different way." Ronald listened to his friends and realized they all had done what they could. Everyone's part was important, including his. The roller smiled and said, "Thanks, guys." The crew admired their bridge as the sun set, painting the sky with warm colors. They heard a familiar horn in the distance, announcing that it was bedtime. The construction crew thanked the barge for his help and said goodnight to Barry. Then, Ellie, Connor, Ronald, Dory, and Danny rumbled their way back to their garages. As the team drove back, each vehicle wished everyone well and thought of all they had to be grateful for. Ellie, Connor, Danny, and Dory felt the bridge project was complete. Ronald felt thankful for his part of the project. He loved to help out. Everyone felt thankful to have each other, knowing that each vehicle had an important part to play. As they reached the center of the construction yard, the vehicles heard, "Danny, Dory, time for bed." Dory and Danny slowed their motors and crawled into their garages. They took a deep breath in and out. Settled in for the night. "Ronald, time for bed," the horn said. Ronald said, "Good night, everyone," and rumbled into his garage. The roller squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep breath in and out. Finally, the horn called, "Ellie, Connor, time for bed." Ellie crept into her garage. She was ready for a good rest. Connor pulled in his garage right next to Ellie's. The little excavator and the crane took a deep breath in and out. Their minds quieted, and the garage doors slowly closed as the excavator, the crane, the roller, and the dump trucks closed their eyes and fell asleep, knowing tomorrow would bring more fun. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.